Our meditation for this first Sunday after our celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead will be based upon our reading from the book of Revelation and our Lord declaring to John, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen." It was a tough time to be a Christian. The Roman Emperor Domitian was very actively persecuting the church, and historians believed it was during this time that many of the original manuscripts of the New Testament were destroyed, which is why, for instance, we don't possess any of St. Paul's letters written in his own hand. Fortunately, copies had been made and distributed outside the Roman government's sphere of influence. Worshipping the emperor as a deity was prominent, and citizens living under Roman authority were required to make a sacrifice to the emperor at least once a year, and there were, of course, consequences for not doing so. Now, this, of course, left the Christian with a dilemma. Immorality was rampant, as was legalized temple prostitution. Unwanted babies or children could be left outside city gates to die or to be eaten by wild beasts. It's estimated that nearly half of the population was enslaved, and those that were could be treated poorly and abused. It was hardly a society that promoted godly living or adherence to the Ten Commandments. And in the midst of all of this, a message of love, charity, kindness, empathy, obedience, and hope, a message of forgiveness offered through the sacrifice of one man. One would assume that a message like that would be a pretty tough sell in a society as twisted and as harsh as the Roman one. And if this wasn't enough, all of the disciples of Jesus who had established the Christian church were now dead, killed by the authorities, all but one, that is, and even he, for all intents and purposes, has been banished to a remote island called Patmos for having done nothing more than sharing the news about Christ our Savior. It was a tough time to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. But then again, Jesus had warned those who followed him that we would be hated by a significant majority of the world's population, those who shared the message of right and wrong conduct, a message of judgment for unrepentant sinners, but also a message that Jesus had come to take upon himself the sins of the world and to offer his life as a sacrifice, a payment for those sins, and in so doing, freeing us from that which would otherwise prevent us from going to heaven, and to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he had done this for us. Christ rose from the dead 3 days after his death. It was a message of God's great love for all people, Jew, Roman, Greek, religious, or pagan, a message that God wants to forgive everybody of their crimes committed against him, a message of hope for a day in which the evils of the world will be no more, and where disease and death won't exist, and people will dwell with God in paradise. Of course, looking around at the broken world, it's a story that's hard to imagine, especially since the whole message is predicated upon a crucified man returning to life. I mean, have you ever seen a dead person come back to life? Me neither. But the Christians backed up their message by actually living it. They were charitable, even to those who hardly deserved it. They took in and raised those babies left to die. They established medical clinics, food pantries, and handed out clothes and blankets to those who needed them. They took to heart the words of Jesus, who said, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to me. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me." The first Christians actually did and believed what they preached. And it caught the attention of a world in turmoil. And against all odds, the acts and words of a poor carpenter from the most insignificant part of the world ended up changing the world. And the foundation of the whole message is that Christ is risen. For if he hadn't, our faith would be in vain, because the gospel would be no better than any other false philosophy built upon man's changing notions about what constitutes justice and morality, philosophies that in the end leave people destitute. But the Christian message is different, because Jesus' tomb is empty, and he was seen by over 500 people following his resurrection for the dead. And those who saw him chose death rather than to deny what they had seen, a risen Jesus, who commissioned his followers to go to the ends of the world and to share the good news of forgiveness and salvation. And so, despite the best efforts of the world's authorities to squash this growing faith in God's kingdom, the Christian church grew, even though it was a tough time to be a Christian. It still is. Did you know that last year, nearly 4,500 Christians were martyred precisely for their faith in Jesus? That's about 12 people a day. It's estimated that today nearly 340 million Christians, or one out of every seven, live where there is a very high possibility of their being persecuted. There is even persecution in Western Europe and right here in America. Although this persecution usually comes in the form of lawsuits or unjust laws. All of it in an attempt to break the will of those trying to live as God wants us to, so that we may be an effective witness for the Lord. Make no mistake, the seven Christian churches to whom St. John was directed to address this letter were undergoing constant persecution, constant pressure to conform to the evils of their society. These were people who were struggling with their faith. And it was to them, and to us as well, that Jesus shares a message of encouragement. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive, and I hold the keys of death and Hades, Jesus declared. And what sort of key can unlock death and hell, and then remove those there to heaven? Well, since it is sin that brought us death and to the brink of hell, our rescue cannot be by anything other than perfect righteousness, the only thing that can avail before God. And so, out of his incomprehensible love for us, God sent his own Son to take upon himself the sins of all people, as though they were his own, and then suffered and died in order to atone for them. And in return, God the Father now credits his Son's atonement to all people and declares those who accept this through faith, he now declares them just, perfect, which is the key to heaven. And that is the message we must share, and the message the devil will work so hard to crush through the corrupt powers of this world. And that is why being a Christian can sometimes be tough. But he or she who endures to the end will be saved, Jesus promises you. And someday you will see him who was once the object of God's wrath against sin, now shining like a thousand suns, sitting on the throne in his kingdom. So do not be afraid, Jesus says. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. And I hold in my hands that were once nailed to a cross, the keys to heaven. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds firmly in Christ Jesus, our Lord, forevermore. Amen.